Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord. Good evening. Good evening to each and every one. This is Apostle Willie Ann Miller. I'm so glad that you tune in. Thank and praise the Lord for this glorious day. I trust that you enjoyed this day today. I also pray that you experience victory. Whatever you was dealing with today, I pray that you had the victory. We just thank and praise the Lord for what the Lord has done. Thank and praise the Lord for 2023. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I'm glad that I am still among the living and not the dead, even though I know that the day going to come that I don't be here, but I will be with the Lord. But I'm just so grateful for every day. I had to learn how to be thankful, enjoy every day. You know, when it comes down to the things of God, you have to learn them. You know, that's why it's so important, according to Romans, the 12th chapter, Paul told him, I beseech you, brother, by the mercy of God, that you present your body as a living sacrifice. And he told him not to be conformed to this world. And what he mean, the culture, the system of this world, he said, but renew your mind. And I tell you, if you want to experience that abundant life that Jesus came to his redemption, you're going to have to renew your mind. Your mind is consistent, your mind, will, and emotion. That is that soul. You're going to have to daily renew it. You're going to have to daily meditate in the Word. You cannot wait till you get to church on Sunday, a Bible study, and pick up your Bible. As I say so many times over the air, that your Bible is your manual to life. You want to know about life. You want to know about who God is and why you was created. Pick up and read the Bible and do even as Paul prayed for the church. He was inspired by the Holy Spirit to pray for the church's efforts. Pray that he said, I pray that the God of our Lord Jesus Christ and the Father glory may give unto you the spirit of wisdom, revelation, and the knowledge of him, that the eyes of your understanding would be enlightened, that you would know what is the hope of your calling. Paul also said on one occasion, he said that the word of God is a mystery, and it is. It's more to the word of God than what meets the eye, your natural eye. Remember we talked on Monday about in 2 Corinthians, Paul was saying the natural man cannot receive the things of God. The things of God have to be revealed to your spirit. I want you to hear me. You know, I hear a lot of people make the statement, I just don't understand the Bible. First of all, if you haven't been born again, if you haven't been converted, if you're not saved, the Bible is not going to make sense to your five senses. Then if you've been born again and have not received the Holy Spirit, the Holy Spirit is the one that instructs. He's the one that bring enlightenment and understanding to you. And so there too again, if you haven't been born again, you cannot make sense out of what was written. But if you've been born again, pray. Pray and ask that whenever you get ready to read your Bible, ask the Holy Spirit to open it up to you. But again, I just thank and praise the Lord for this day, because truly this is the day that the Lord have made, and I'm grateful for it. You know, I am so glad that I don't have to do life by myself. You know, when I came into the knowledge of that, it changed my whole life, because life can bring things to you that you never dreamed about, you never planned, and some things just happen in life. Like I said, you don't plan it, and if you don't know the Lord, if you don't have an intimate relationship with the Lord, you know, it just ain't good. You know, I've been saved for years now, and I don't know about nobody else. Just the thought of trying to live life without having an intimate relationship with the Lord, it frightened me, you know, because having the Lord in my life, it changed me, you know. you know, if I'm faced with any kind of situation, I can call on the Lord. I can read his word, and I learn to trust him. Now, I want you to understand, I haven't reached to perfection. I haven't reached all my goals, but my goal is to be everything that God said in his words I can be. And listen, that take time. That's an ongoing process. It don't happen overnight. And according to the time and hour that we're living in, the Bible said it, wicked going to get worse. People that's not saved, they're going to get worse. One of the things that I'm seeing now more than ever, and it's in Matthew, the 24th chapter, I'm going to be reading from my Message Bible. And in Matthew, the 24th chapter, he was telling us that the love of many going to wax cold. And he wasn't talking about the sinner. He was talking about the believers. Apostle Paul said it told Timothy that the Spirit speak expressly. He was talking about the Holy Spirit. In the last days, many going to depart from the faith, and they going to heed to doctrine and teaching of the devil. Well, I'm going to pray, because I tell you, I just get right into the word, but I just thank and praise the Lord for Apostle Armstrong and his beautiful wife. I think they are the sponsor for this broadcast, and I thank and praise the Lord for allowing us to play a part on it. And I also thank God for you that tuned into the broadcast. We're gonna have to open the mic up. It won't be tonight, to see what the word is doing for you. I know the word is a blessing, because God didn't just put us on air just to say we on the air. That's not my goal. My goal is, and it's God will, that somebody's life will be transformed. Somebody will be encouraged. And I'm even believing the Lord that people's body will be healed. Because the word of God have the ability, have the power to heal. It have the power to transform your life. And so not only this broadcast, but broadcasts all over the world. God is going to the extreme and making sure that people hear his word. Now, you got some people, what they saying, it's not agreeing with the word, and that's why you, my brother, my sister, you need to make sure that you follow up with them, and you get in there and read that word and you pray. Father, it's in the master's name of Jesus. I want to thank you again for this day. Thank you, God, for your grace and mercy. And, Father, I thank you for the broadcast. I pray that the Holy Spirit will breathe over the airwaves, that he will bring enlightenment, that he will bring understanding to the people. I even pray that he will breathe to the point that lives will be transformed, that he will strengthen people in their inner man, that body will be healed, that their spiritual eyes will be opened, that they will know what is the hope of your calling. In Jesus' name, amen. And you know, not only that, but you know, I just thank and praise the Lord for Jesus' finishing work. There's so much that we have, but if you don't get in the Bible, hear me good. Paul told it. He told the Roman, he said that you don't be conformed to this world. You got to renew your mind. And I'm telling you, it's a must. It's a must you get in the word and you read the word. It's a must that you pray before you read the word. Father, open up my spirit to ask. Father, I want to know. See, the Bible said, Jesus said, when the Holy Spirit comes, he would teach you and show you things to come. The Holy Spirit is the one that bring enlightenment. Remember in 1 Corinthians 2nd chapter, he said the natural man cannot receive the things of God. He said your eyes have not seen, your ears have not heard, neither have it entered to man's heart what God got planned for those that love him. But it been revealed by the Spirit. He's talking about the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit revealed to our spirit. Then our spirit revealed to our soul, and from our soul to our body, from our body to our circumstance. And that's why I'm telling you, it's so important that if you already say that whenever you study or before you study, always be prayerful. Pray in your prayer language. Get that old soul still, because a lot of time, if you don't have a lot of activity during the day, it sometimes, you know, it's kind of hard. You know, and I'd have had some people say, well, you know, when I get off from work, I just be want to wind down and I just watch a movie, do that. But you have you ever noticed? Well, for me, I used to, you know, the Holy Spirit began to have me to observe myself. And a lot of time I said, you know, when I'll get off from work, well, I'm in full-time ministry now, but when I was on the job, and I said, you know, I'm going to go home and just, you know, I'm the way my calm down is to watch a movie. And I won't forget one day the Holy Spirit told me, he said, why don't you just get still and quiet? Or why don't you just pick up your Bible and read the word? He said, and that'll help you more than you think. You know, because, you know, the enemy always trying to lead us away from reading the word and doing what God say, you know. And I tell you, this is so important. We've been doing a series on 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. We've been talking about walking in love, because I'm telling you, it is so important. I want you to hear me. It is so important to walk in love. And I have some scripture here. And the first one, well, really in Matthew 24, 12 and 13. I'm going to read it. I'm going to read it from the Living Bible. Not the Living Bible. I'm sorry, the Message Bible. But I want to read these verses, and you can jot them down, and you can read them. In Matthew 24, 12 and 13, like I said, I'm in the Message Bible. I'm going to be using my Message Bible. This is Matthew 24, 12 and 13. Well, you know how the Message Bible, he'll have all of it, you know, together. He said, in the confusion, lying preacher will come forward and deceive a lot of people. For many others, the overwhelming spread of evil will do them in, nothing left of their love but a mound of ashes. Stand with it, therefore God requires, stay with it to the end. You won't be sorry and you'll be saved. All during this time, the good news, the message of the kingdom, will be preached all over the world, a witness stake out in every country, and then the end will come. Now the King James Version tells us that in the last day, the love of many will wax cold because of lawlessness. What it's talking about, it's talking about believers. I want you to hear me. It's talking about believers. And I'm telling you, okay, let's go to St. John, St. John 14. Jesus, see, Jesus told us, by we loving one another, the world would know that we're his disciples. And I found out a lot of time people don't make love a priority. Now, the Bible said that the love of God been shielded aboard in our heart by the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. But guess what? It's in us. One of the first fruit of the Spirit is love. And this time, it's not talking about Eros and Philo, but it's talking about agape love, unconditional. God love unconditional. God do. God love everybody. Now, the world love conditional, but God love is unconditional. St. John 3:16 is a familiar passage of scripture, and everybody read it most of the time. But you know, I found out, and we shared about a week or two ago, how the leper came to Jesus, and the leper had faith in Jesus' authority. He had faith and confidence that Jesus had power over the disease. He was a leper, but he did not have faith, or he didn't know anything about love. And you know, a lot of people believe in the power of God, but they don't have a revelation of God love. Because some of the prayers that people pray, you can tell it. You know, God, if it be your will, heal my body. God, if it be your will, I need some food. God, if it be your will, my child need to change. God, if it be your will, I want my marriage to work. See, if you had a revelation of the love of God for you, you wouldn't be praying like that. You know, God love us. And my prayer is, God, reveal to your people how much you love them. Now, God hates sin. It's just like the enemy have a lot of homosexuals and lesbians believing that God don't love them. God do love them, but he hates sin. God hates sin, but he loved the sinner. You know, it just like if a lot of people get a revelation of the love of God, you know, we wouldn't have to worry about racism. Racism is where a lot of people do not have a revelation of God's love. Do you not know Jesus died for all humanity, all color? He didn't just die for the black or just for the white. He died for every race of people. And this is where the enemy is. See, you know, the old folks used to say, you know, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. Well, listen, if you don't know what the Bible say about you or what God say about humanity, let me tell you something. Anybody can just come and tell you anything. But God loves everybody. Do you hear me? He just hates sin. All of us came from God. We didn't come from no monkey. If you cut all of, regardless of what color, what race of people, if you cut yourself, all of us will bleed. All of us came from God. The Bible said in Genesis, he said, God made us in his own image. He said, let us make man. He said, male and female, let us make them in our image, in our likeness. This is what God say. But the enemy have went to extreme measure to get people to doubt God's word. And that's why we live in a time that believers need to contend for the faith. We got to be bold. We got to stand up and say what God say. No, a lot of people ain't going to appreciate it. But sinners, it's getting worse and worse. But we as believers, we supposed to be getting stronger and stronger and bold now like never before. But this is what he said. Now, I say, I'm in St. John 14. I'm in St. John the 14th and the 30th verse. 14th and the 30th verse. You hear me tell you, I'm going away. I'm coming back. If you love me, you will be glad that I am on my way to the Father, because the Father is to go in the purpose of my life. I told you this ahead of time before it happened, so that when it does happen, this confirmation would deepen your belief in me. I'll not be talking with you much more like this, because the chief of the godless world is about to attack. But don't worry, he have nothing on me, no claim on me. But so the world might know how truly I love the Father, I am carrying out my Father's instruction right down to the last detail. And there too, again, even St. John, as I stated, in St. John, even the 14th chapter, he also, Jesus told us to love ye one another. And he said, if you love me, you would keep my commandment. And a lot of times, people say they love. Love is an action word. Love express. Love always give. God is one of God's characters. Well, really, God's nature is to love. You know, God is always giving. God is always giving, because as I stated, God loves everybody. It's not just one person, but God loves everybody. And I pray that God would grace people with a revelation of his love. Because like I stated, a lot of people believe that God can do anything, but they do not have a revelation. They do not have a revelation of God's love. And you need to know God loves you, first of all. Well, the Bible tells us in Hebrews, he that come to God must believe that God is, and God is a reward of them that seeketh him. But Jesus said, by we loving ye one another, the world would know that we're his disciples. And I'm telling you, love can be expressed in many different ways, but one of the fact always the same. Like I said, love give. Love can be known only from the action it prompts. God's love is seen on the gift of his son. That's 1 John 4:9-10. But obviously, this is not the love of complacency. And there too, again, I'm going to go to Deuteronomy, the 7th chapter. Like I said, God's love is unconditional, no partiality. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you this, you know, people say, why are you talking about love? Because love is important. And we as Christians, we should make love our number one priority. You know, the Bible tells us as Christians, we do unto others as we want them to do unto us. We don't live like sinners. We don't treat people like sinners. But I found out you got a lot of saints because of hurt, rejection, all that. You got a lot of saints walking around, and they got a wounded soul. You know, and I hear a lot of time people say, well, I got church hurt. You know what I found out? If you don't develop a relationship with God, I want you to hear me. If you're not intimate with him, see, Jesus didn't come to give religion. He came to give offer us a relationship with our Father. Christianity is all about a relationship with your Creator. And so many people, they don't know this. It's all about being intimate with him. You know, Jesus didn't come to give us a religion. He came to give us a relationship. He restored man's relationship back to God. All of us have access, and we have a right to restore our relationship back with God. That's your choice. We talked about the will. I didn't go in a lot of depths with it, but let me tell you something. The strongest thing about all of us is our will. God do not violate our will. He do not override our will. And, you know, remember when Satan chose, and he said in Isaiah the 14th chapter, he talked about, he said, five times I would do this. I would exalt myself above the God. And guess what? Satan had a will. He chose to rebel against God. And according to the Bible, one-third of the angels, do you not know angels have will? The Father have a will. The Son have a will. Jesus said, I came to do your will. I didn't come to do my will. The Father have a will. The Son have a will. The Holy Spirit have a will. Angels have a will. How you know angels have a will, prophet? If angels did not have a will, how did one-third of them choose to go, one-third of them choose to sin and go with Satan? They have a will. And God made us with a will as well. That's why, yeah, God is sovereign, but God gave us a will. And God would not override your will. He would not violate your will. If you will not to live right, God would allow you not to live right. That's one of the ways that God expressed himself to us. He loved us. He let us choose. But guess what? It's consequences in our choices. That's why in Luke, I believe he said that we need to count up the cause. And I'm telling you, God get blamed for so many things because people don't have knowledge and they don't understand. You know, when that knowledge and understanding came to me, it was like, why in the world you gave me a will? I wish I didn't have one. But that's the love of God. God don't want robots. God don't want to dictate to us. Now, what he do, he'll reveal to us in his word what is his will, and he'll let you choose. That's why in Romans the 12th chapter, Paul was telling him that you got to renew your mind. And guess what? God ain't going to renew your mind. You have to renew your mind. Well, how do I renew my mind, prophet? You have to get in the word and read the word. How, it's the same when you go on a job. If you go on the job and you don't know nothing about that job, they'll put you in training. You have to get your mind, you have to renew your mind versus what the jobs require. Once you find out what it requires you, then you can do it. But it's the same way. You want to know the will of God, well, you got to get in the Bible and read it. It's just not going to automatically flow. And see, so many times, and I was like that. So many times a lot of people believe that things of God going to automatically happen. That is not true. That's why some people sitting around waiting. I'm waiting on the Lord. No, you're not. God waiting on you. God ain't going to make you live right. I want you to hear me. God ain't going to make you love. Even though the love of God, if you're a born-again believer, the love of God already been shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. That means unconditional love. He said, he told the disciples, he said, by you loving ye one another. And it's sad. The church ain't been a good representative of love. I'm just going to tell you, it happened. You know, the Bible said the righteous cover. He didn't say the righteous get on Facebook and Instagram and all of that and get on the phone and be little of one another. He didn't say that. That's somebody operate in the flesh. That's somebody operating in offenses. Oh, this wasn't in my notes. But I'm telling you, that's where God is love. And we as born-again believers, we supposed to express and demonstrate the love of God to the world. But the world got to see the saints loving and forgiving one another, even as God, for Christ's sake, forgave us. But some people define love like the world. Love don't mean you let somebody walk over you. Love don't mean that you let people take advantage of you. No. And I'm telling you, you have to use the wisdom of God. But in Deuteronomy, the seventh chapter, as I stated, you know, how, you know, the love of God is not partiality. God don't have no respect to person, because he loved everybody. In Deuteronomy, the seventh chapter, if you look at the seventh and the eighth verse, it said God wasn't attracted to you and then chose you because you were big and important. He was talking about Israel. He said the fact is there were almost nothing to you. He did it out of sheer love, keeping the promise he made to your ancestor. God stepped in. And like I said, God loved everybody. It's his nature to love. And we have, according to 2 Peter, the first chapter, we have God's divine nature in us. But in order to operate or release it in us, we first got to renew our mind to what God's words say. Then we have to make a decision that we're not going to be just a reader, a hearer, like James said, but we're going to put it into practice. If God said, ain't no if, but since God said love, we can love. Come on, somebody. And I'm telling you, we as Christian, I'm telling you, as a Christian love, whether it's out towards the brother or towards men, it is not an impulse by feeling. It does not always run with natural inclination, nor does it spread itself only upon those for whom some. And I'm telling you, the Bible tells us love work no ill to anyone. And I'm telling you, this is so important. Love seek an opportunity to do good to all men. The Bible tells us that we don't do evil for evil. But out of here, some saints, because of lack of knowledge, lack of understanding and revelation, ain't no way you can love everybody. Why would God tell us to do something that he know we don't have the ability to do it? The Holy Spirit is the power. He the one enables with the ability to do what God say do. Remember, in the beginning when they said the world without form and the Spirit of God move on there, he to own her. That was the Holy Spirit. When God said, let there be light, he said it, and the Son spoke to the Holy Spirit, he called it to happen. Don't let the enemy tell you you can't forgive, you can't love. Yes, you can. If you choose to, then the power, the enabler, the ability will be released to you. But first you got to keep that mind renewed. And then you got to listen. Once you read the word, you have to choose if you're going to be a doer of it. You got your part to play, and I had to learn that. You know, I was talking to one of my colleagues today, and they were talking about, they were sharing with this woman. They went to church, and they were sharing with this lady about forgiveness, and this woman was saying that she couldn't forgive her husband. Listen, even though Jesus made forgiveness is here because Jesus paid for it. But let me tell you something. You will not be able to walk in that forgiveness if you don't forgive others. Jesus said, if you don't forgive those that trespass against you, neither will I forgive you. And a lot of people don't realize how powerful forgiveness is. God forgave me and all mankind for Christ's sake, because it was Jesus gave his life for you and I. You can forgive, but you don't forgive according to your feelings. Part of your soul, it's your mind, your will, and your emotions. A lot of people, instead of living by faith, faith don't have nothing to do with my feeling. Faith is based upon what is written, what God say about me, and I'm choosing to do what God say do. That's why I want to read these scriptures, because this is so important. Walking in love is not a natural lifestyle for people, especially when they are going through personal trial. And I'm telling you, It's easy to say, oh, I'm walking in love when you ain't going through nothing, when there's no trial, when there's no persecution, no false accusation going on. But when these, when false accusation, offenses, and all that stuff come up, you have to make up in your mind, first of all, I'm going to forgive them because the Father told me to. Listen, stop letting the enemy make you believe that things of God is so complicated. What is complicated is lining your soul, your mind, will, and your emotion up with your spirit. That's the problem. And, you know, Joyce Meyer wrote this book, one of her books, a bestseller, The Valor of the Mind, where your mind is part of your soul. Your intellect is part of your soul. We're not supposed to live according to our feelings. It'll come later. You know, I have a lot of people say, well, you know, prophet, I know what the word said, but I just don't feel like. Well, Jesus said, if you love me, you will keep my commandment. And to say that we love Jesus or we love the Father and we don't do what he say do in his word, that's deception. That's how the devil deceived people. Come on now. You know, some, you know, a lot of religion people, they got a bunch of rules and regulation, you know. They tell you what the word said, but they don't tell you how to do it. They make excuses for it. That's why Jesus was so upset with the religion people. He told them, he told them in Matthew, the 23rd chapter, reading this entirety. He would tell you how those leaders were. He said, now they know good. They know the Moses of the law. He said, but when it come down to being a doer, they want you to do what they don't do. He considered that as a hypocrite. And the enemy wants you to believe that you cannot do what that Bible say or what is written. God, what kind of father? I say this so many times. What kind of father will ask you to do something and know that he know you can't do it? We will consider that's an evil parent. To ask their child to do something you know they can't. But see, the Bible is based upon your relationship being restored with God and get that mind renewed. Keep it renewed. The Bible is full of wisdom and knowledge, okay? I'm telling you, this is so important. And like I said, in Deuteronomy 7 and verse 7 through 8, he was letting them know that they weren't all that special, but it was God's choice. God chose to love them, just like me and you. It wasn't nothing that I did so great that God loved me. And like I said, God's son Jesus to die for all race of people. God don't love the black no more. He loved the white, and the white no more, the black, Latina, and all. He loved everybody. And we as born-again believers, through we loving ye one another, we will let the world know. God loved the world through us. He loved the world through sending Jesus to die. Y'all love is so, you know what I found out too? You know, when I first got saved, I did a lot of studying about spiritual warfare because when I found out I was a spirit, I had a soul, and I lived in a body. And I found out that this evil force, invisible being, was fighting against me, and I needed to find out how to fight back. But I found out one of the most powerful tools against Satan is love. When we love like God tell us to love, when we forgive like God tell us forgive, come on somebody. When we do that, y'all, it makes a difference. But you first, you have to make up in your mind, because when people mistreat you, the outward man, and if you ain't got your mind renewed, it gonna want revenge. But you have to, you know, God, you said forgive, I'm gonna forgive, I'm gonna drop it. I'm not going to be meditating on what people did to me. You know, it's amazing. We can go to God and ask God to forgive us, but then we choose not to forgive people. And he said, if you don't forgive others, neither will he forgive you. Well, Prophet Miller, I just need you. No, you just got to listen. Make up in your mind, and I learned this. When you make up in your mind, God, I'm going to do what you said. You do it by faith. Everything God asks us to do, we have to do it by faith. And I do a lot of stuff, not because I want to, but I do it because I love him. That's why Jesus said, if you love me, you'll do what I say. You'll keep my commandments. And he said, my commandment is not burdensome. is only bursting a lot of time because of lack of knowledge and lack of understanding. And when you choose not to, well, I know what the Lord said, but right there when you said that, you put up a wall. You open yourself up for being stubborn and rebellious. That's what the Bible called hardness of heart. Amen? I want to go on because, like I said, it is so important that you know this, and that's why I'm taking time to read these scriptures before we go into the word tonight. That was, and then in Isaiah, let's go to Isaiah 53:7. Isaiah 53:7. And this may have blessed me about Jesus. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Hallelujah. We bless you. Isaiah 53:7. Jesus understood the importance of his word. And like I said, a lot of times when we experience in trials and things, a lot of time we need to learn how to be quiet. Other word, let your words be fruit. You need to choose your word carefully. Oh, yeah. Yeah. The Bible said death and life is in the power of the tongue. The Bible says soft word turn away wrath. You ever got in maybe like a, you know, I had to learn this. You know, some people like to debate the word. I don't do that. I just tell you what the Bible saying, gone by my business. If you choose not to believe it, that's your choice. I can't make you believe it, no way. I can't make you accept the Bible. But, you know, a lot of times when you get in strife with people and they start getting loud, you don't need to get, it's not wise to get loud. If they loud, the Bible says soft word turn away wrath. The Bible says strife separate the best of friends. Do you not know? Demons and Satan's number one assignment is to get you and I to disobey and rebel against what God's word say. The enemy go to extreme measures. That's why he don't want you to read the word. And then when you find out what God say, he going to give you every reason under the sun not to do it. Now in Isaiah 53, I'm going to read it for you. Isaiah 53:7. And this is what Jesus did. In Isaiah 53:7, it said he was beaten, he was tortured, but he didn't say a word. Jesus understood the power of words, the power of the tongue. But a lot of people, they don't realize that. I won't forget one time the Lord told me, he said, Ann, when you experience in persecution, I want you to observe what's coming out of your mouth. I want you to observe what's coming out of your mouth after you done prayed about a situation. A lot of time after I done prayed about something, I begin to talk doubt and unbelief. And then a lot of time when people would offend me, I find myself saying things and thinking thoughts about people. And the Lord began to let me know, as a man thinking his heart, so is he. At the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. You can't sit around and meditate on offenses and think you're going to open your mouth and say what the words say. Meditation get in your soul. And I'm telling you, this is so important when it comes down to operate in love. You got to study up on what the Bible say about love. You got to meditate on it because it's in you. Like I said, one of the fruits of the Spirit is to love. And he come out agape, unconditional. And you know what? I found this, in order to be perfected in the love of God, I dealt with a lot of rejection in my life. And I mean, the hardest thing was for me, to me, was so complicated because of lack of knowledge and understanding the revelation about love. But when saints start rejecting me, when saints start lying on me, I couldn't, but first I was in a state of shock because I thought all saints supposed to do the word. But I also had to find out that it's a process. Everybody don't grow at the same speed. Everybody don't understand. But the Bible is full of telling us what we need to do. And like I said, in Isaiah 53:7, what I just read, he said he would beat, he talking about Jesus. And he was tortured, but he didn't say a word, like a lamb taken to a slaughter. Jesus, because Jesus understood the powers of his head, and like a sheep being sheared, he took it all in silence. Peter said, when Jesus was threatened, he didn't threaten not back, but he committed himself to the just judge. And an unrenewed mind, an unrenewed soul, when trouble comes, instead of you taking it to the Lord, you would take it to everybody but the Lord. You feel you just got to tell somebody, and I rightly divide. I'm not saying it's anything wrong with telling people. It's nothing wrong with telling people. The Bible said, confess your faults that you may be healed. But you need to talk to a mature saint. A mature saint, I'm talking about in the Word of God. They'll tell you what the Word says. They'll tell you how to handle that situation. They'll tell you how to guard your heart to keep resentment and bitterness out of your heart. The Bible said we need to do everything without bitterness. That's Bible. And I'm telling you, love is so important. I'm not asking the world to love, because they love is conditional. If you ever cross them, you're going to find out what they really think about you. Because a lot of times they keep stuff in. They'll keep a record of how many times you mistreat. That's why if you read 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, it'll let you know we don't do that. As born again believers, well, primarily you're just going to have to pray for me. No, I don't. You just got to make up in your mind that you're going to do what the Word said. No, you can do it. As an act of your will. And I'm telling you, your will is so powerful. See, when you got saved, your will didn't get saved. Or better yet, your soul didn't get saved. And that soul, that's that mind. You got to renew your mind in the Word. God told Joshua, you got to meditate in the Word day and night. But like I said, Jesus knows some about. He said he didn't say nothing. One scripture said, one translation, he was suppressed. Yet when he was afflicted, he was submissive and opened not his mouth. He didn't say nothing. He understood the power. And I'm telling you, a lot of times when you dealing with adversity, false accusation and persecution, that's the time you really need to observe what's coming out of your mouth. Even when temptation comes. When you read Matthew 13 and Matthew the fourth chapter, it tells you about when Jesus was led of the Spirit to be tempted of the devil. All what came out of Jesus' mouth was what was written. And a lot of times when temptation comes your way, if you ain't careful, somebody talk about you, so said this about you. If you ain't renewed that mind, if you ain't found a way, the first thing you, who they think they talking about? Then your emotion get off. You get in a rage. You start acting contrary to what the Bible say. And what did 1 Corinthians, I'm sorry, what did 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter, we stopped at the verse. 2 Corinthians 13 chapter, I'm sorry. It said the love is not rude. Those who walk in love are not rude and unmannerly. They do not behave themselves unbecoming. We have to ask God to reveal to us the way in which we are rude and unmannerly, and then ask him for the grace. Grace is God and merely favor to change. And I'm telling you, the love of God is not rude. It's not. And you got some saints, when somebody crossed them, they act just like a sinner. That means the love of God have not been perfected in you. That means you ain't found out what God say about love. You know you're supposed to love, but you don't know how to. God will grace us with the ability, the power to walk in love. And I'm telling you, you can do. Oh, Prophet Miller, you just said, no, I've been down that road. I've been that fool here. I had to learn. The Bible says scribes separate the best of friends. I found out that scribes do something to the anointed. You can't go around here and tell me, John even said, how can you say you love God and you never seen God in your brother? You see, you hate your brother. When I hear saints talk like that, I hate so-and-so. No. You don't know what matter spirit is speaking to you. That's not becoming as a Christian. Go back. I mean, just go through it. It's so many scriptures about love in the Bible. And in the epistle, they talk about it. how we as believers supposed to conduct ourselves. One way our light shines is to love, to forgive. Come on, somebody. But it's sad when you, well, honey, I just don't like so-and-so. I don't even fellowship with them, honey. I don't. What in the world are you talking about? Now, the Bible says faith working by love. Come on now. And according to 2 Corinthians, the 13th, what did Paul say about love? He tells us about what love is all about. And that's what we, for why we've been talking about. What love? What is love? What God say about love? How can we operate in that love? Come on now. I'm telling you, everything we need, Jesus paid for it. Everything we need, Jesus paid for. But there too again, it's up to you. Come on, somebody. Y'all, I'm sorry. It's 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I'm saying 2 Corinthians. Let me fix that. But folks, somebody tell me about his 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I'm sorry. That's where that in 1 Corinthians. But I'm telling you, this is so important. Because like I said, you know, a lot of it, I don't love so-and-so. They get on my nerve and they, y'all, listen. I tell you what, I'm going to the King James Version. My time is about to be up. Let's go to Galatians, the 5th chapter. I'm in my King James Version. Let's go to Galatians, the 5th chapter, and it talk about the work of the flesh. And the fruit of the spirit. We're going to go to Galatians. So this is important. I'm telling you. You know, you got some saints that act so ugly. No, they just act ugly. It's sad because what it does, it runs your testimony. The world looking at us. Well, see, the Bible told us many going to depart from the faith. Yeah, the Bible said many going to depart from the faith. And we as saints ain't got no been acting like a sinner. It's supposed to be a difference between being a sinner. Okay? Matthew, Galatians, the 5th chapter. In Galatians, the 5th chapter, it tell us in that 16th verse, I'm going to start reading it. First, in the 3rd verse of Galatians, the 5th chapter, I'm reading from the King James now. It's to stand fast, therefore, in the liberty wherewith Christ have made us free, and be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage. They had got a revelation that they were free from the Mosaic law, and they was in grace. People came and instead of them continue to walk in that knowledge and that understanding, that revelation that Christ had set them free from the law, they let somebody come in and tell them different. But look what he said in that 13th verse. For brethren, you have been called unto liberty, only to use not your liberty as occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. And as born-again believers, we're supposed to serve one another. In the beginning with those disciples that Jesus, you know, on one occasion they were inscribed about who was the greatest. And he told them that y'all supposed to be servants to one another. He said, if I wash y'all feet, y'all supposed to wash your brethren's feet. But this is what he said. He said, for brethren, ye have been called unto liberty, only to use not liberty as occasion to the flesh, but by love serve one another. For all the law is fulfilled in one word, even in this, thou shalt love thy neighbor as thyself. But if ye bite and devour one another, and too many saints biting and devour, you go around and talk about one another, bless you. Y'all, it's sad. Who going to be drawn to Christ if they listen at you on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram, if you always putting one another down? That ain't going to draw nobody to God. Because the devil have you acting a fool, and then he'll turn around and have the sinner saying, I don't want what they got. That don't draw nobody. Now, the Bible says if you got a problem with your brother, you're supposed to go to your brother alone. And you ain't going to prove to them who right and wrong. You coming together to restore your relationship. I had somebody say, came to me one time, oh, you offended me. And this is what I said. I didn't think I did. The Holy Ghost didn't quicken to me, let me know I did. And I told him, I said, look, if you say I offended you, I apologize. I'm sorry. That wasn't my intention. Now, you know my flesh. My flesh wants to say, no, I didn't say that. But no, that, you see, a proud spirit always trying to prove who right and who wrong. Oh, I'm right and you wrong. But a humble person. That's why if you go study the four gospels, oh, many times, Jesus didn't try to defend himself. Go back to, he just committed himself to God and let God handle it. Oh, this is good word. Good word. Look at the 17, look at the 16 verse. I'm probably going to close with this. This I say, then, walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. A lot of times you see the word lust, people think it's talking about sex activity. No, it's not. It's talking about desire. That's the outward man. That's why Paul said, I keep my flesh under subjection, that when I don't preach to other, I don't be a castaway. Your soul is the main factor that either you're going to yield to the Spirit of God or you're going to yield to the outward man. The Holy Spirit is in us, and he will help us to keep the outward man, those desires of your flesh, because it's a war against God. It's an enemy to God. It don't want to do what God said. That's why you have to renew your mind by reading the Word, meditating on the Word, make it up in your mind. You're going to do what the Word says. They need to, for the flesh lust against the spirit and the spirit against the flesh, and these are contrary the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. But if ye be led of the spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the work of the flesh, look what he's saying. Now the work of the flesh are manifest, which is the adultery, fornicating, uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, variance, immolation, wrath, strife, seditious, heresy, envious, murder, drunkenness, revelry, such like of which I tell you before, as I have also told you in time past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. But the fruit of the Spirit, number one, is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith. These are the fruits supposed to be manifesting themselves through you and I as born-again believers. I'm telling you. But the enemy, like I said, the enemy will tell you, oh, you can't do what that word says. No, you can't do it if you don't understand what the word says. Come on, somebody. You and I can do exactly what the word says, but you have to get your mind renewed, make your mind up, and once you do, the Holy Spirit will release the ability for you and I to do what the word says. Are we together here? Are we together? I'm in the word. Christ have, Message Bible, it's that Christ have set us free to live a free life. So take your stand. Never again let anyone put harness or slavery on you. That's in that next verse. I'm telling you, you need to know this here. It is absolutely clear that God has called you to a free life. Just make sure that you don't use your freedom as an excuse to do whatever you want to do and destroy your freedom. Rather, use your freedom to serve one another in love. That's how freedom grows. For everything we know about God's word is summed up in a single sentence. Love others as you love yourself. That's an act of true freedom. Now, you see what's the, if you bite the rest. And see, that is not God. You don't do that. My counsel is this. Live freely, adamant, and motivated by God's Spirit. Then you won't feel the compulsions of selfishness, for there's a root of sinful self-interest in us that is at all with free will, just as the free spirit is compatible with selfishness. These two ways of life. Now, I'm telling you, I'm skipping over because I want us to get this because I'm coming to a close. It's a, why don't you choose to be led by the Spirit and so you escape the compulsion of the law dominating existence? It is obvious what kind of life developed out of trying to get your own way. All time, repetition, loveless, cheap, sex, thinking, accumulation, mental and emotional garbage, frisbee, joyless, grab, happiness, trickery. And see, when you read all of this, it's sad. This shouldn't be becoming of a Christian. Well, honey, when they make me mad, and I used to tell saints, you know, honey, you don't know who you messing with when you make me mad. As a born-again believer, that's that old man. That's the old mindset. The new mindset is not like that. The Bible said vengeance belongs to the Lord. Y'all, come on, I'm telling you, this is so important. Oh, man, this is good word, good word. I just tell you, he gone out to love or to be loved. Divide home, divide life, small-minded, loop-sided. Pursue the vicious habit of depersonalize everyone around. Uncontrolled addiction. Ugly. See, it shouldn't be like, this is the first time I have warned you and know, if you use your freedom this way, you would not inherit God's kingdom. And I'm telling you, like I said, it's all through the Bible the way we're supposed to behave as born-again believers. No, everybody ain't going to treat you right yet. Like I said, I was shocked when I found that out. But God had to let me know, just like the devil talked to me or influenced me from time to time because of lack of knowledge, lack of understanding, lack of revelation, he can do it to other people. That's why we have to be forgiven. We have to be merciful and patient. Like I said, everybody don't go at the same level. Everybody understand it's not on the same level. But I'm telling you, if you truly want to please God, God will grace you to do it, my sister and my brother. Go read 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. I'm going to pick up on this, continue with this on Monday, because it's sad the way some saints treat one another. Yeah, I got brothers, sisters, and Lord, I don't agree with everything they do, but I don't go around here and blast them. I pray for them. Bible said, pray for them. Love your enemy. Bless them to curse you. Pray for them to despise for you. If you don't keep your mind renewed, you'll find yourself operating like the world operates. The enemy will pull you right back into that. Father, in the name of Jesus, I want to say thank you again for your word. Thank you for those that tune into the broadcast. I pray, God, even after we go off the air, you will continue to bring enlightenment and understanding and revelation to those that tune in. In Jesus' name, amen. Again, this was Apostle William Miller. I pray that you will enjoy the rest of your evening.